الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حل الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذن منكم ميثاقا غليظا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected huffaz elders and brothers assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh first and foremost we begin with the praises of Allah rabbul alamin that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer cherisher nourisher and protector May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiyya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders and friends, according to a sound vision study, if you attended 6 Muslim weddings in this year and a half, chances are 2 will end up in divorce sooner or later. That might sound like a very frightening statistic. But sadly, as I sit here today, I can think of 2 recent that are already on the verge of divorce. I happened to attend a gathering last week. And somebody told me, a close friend of mine out of town, I asked about where is this brother, he's not here today. He said, Maulana, his daughter got married. And the marriage lasted for a week. The marriage lasted for 1 week. Something happened in the honeymoon. She came home on a separate flight, he came home on a separate flight. My elders will tell you who are sitting here on this chair. Although many elders don't sit on the chair, many youngsters sit on the chair these days. Allah Akbar. That's a different topic. They'll tell you that it was something never heard of before in their times. I can recall an incident in my time when I was still very young. Due to unforeseen circumstances, and this was a genuine case where they had to be separated, husband and wife. And there was no means of reconciliation and arbitration. Wallahi, I can tell you I'm sitting in the house of Allah. There was like a janazah that took place in our home, in the family. When there was a talaq that took place, there was like a janazah that took place. 1 month my grandfather didn't come out of his house. He went into a depression. He couldn't attend the masjid. It was like a calamity that befallen the family. So severe it was. Am I right? Today, talaq has become very common, even for minor reasons. It has become so common that in my 30 years of counseling, I just gave away my age. In my 30 years that I've been doing counseling and doing arbitration and mediation, which I'm phasing away from my life also sooner or later. Every argument features this word. Every argument features this word. So today our discussion will be on issues surrounding this. Why it's happening, that we'll leave it for another day. Something that you wish to elaborate, inshallah, in further detail as the coming weeks go. Allah give me the ability, the health. In Islam, my respected elders and friends, marriage is regarded as a sacred bond. Allah Ta'ala has referred to the sacred bond in the Quran al-Kareem as mithaqan ghaliza. Mawlana Zahir is much more learned than me, mashallah. He'll tell you, Mawlana Zahir sab. As mithaqan ghaliza. What does mithaqan ghaliza mean? That the couple have taken a firm covenant. Nikah brings about stability and is a means of ridding many evils of society. Nikah unites individuals, it unites families, and it unites communities. Now, respected elders and friends, despite talaq being allowed out of necessity, it is not to be treated lightly. Because there is serious repercussions. It is something not, but something that is allowed in the Sharia. Today, not realizing the consequences of talaq, some women even provoke their husbands to issue talaq. Okay, never mind, divorce me. I'll go to my mother's house. I'll go to my father's house. And mommy and daddy, bichara. Never mind, decree. Come home. That is the halal today. Come home. Simple, trivial reasons. When we got married, we knew it was lifetime. There was no expiry date. It was for life. You got married, you had problems, you sorted out your problems. The ahadith of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is narrated by Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Mu'adh, ma khalaqallahu shay'an ala wajhi al-ard ahabba ila Allah min al-itaq. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu reports that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not created anything on the face of the earth than more pleasing to him than the freeing of slaves. وَلَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah has not created anything on the face of the earth. أَبْغَضَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الطَّلَقِ. رواه دار قطري. That Allah has not created anything on the face of the earth that is more detestable than the issuing of talaq. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, abghadul halal ila Allah ta'ala at-talaq. Rawahu Abu Dawud. That Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most detestable of all lawful things in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talaq and divorce. So yes, it is allowed under certain circumstances. But no stone should be left unturned to try to make it work. Listen to this, friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that shaitan sits on his throne daily. He's also got a throne. And he sits on his throne daily and he dispatches his agents to work among human beings. He sends all his murids, all his khalifas, all his murids And he tells them, go, do your work. Do what you have to do. So one of the agents, and they have to come back and they have to give feedback. So one of the agents returns and he says that I made a certain person commit a sin. Another says that I got so and so involved in this offense and this offense, and I made this person do this and I made that person do this. Upon listening to the karguzari of all his agents, Shaitan says, but you've done nothing great. You've done nothing great. Eventually, one representative comes and he says, I saw a husband and wife who were extremely devoted to each other. They were extremely devoted to each other. I sowed the seeds of enmity between them. What I did? I sowed the seeds of quietly. I did my thing. I sowed the seeds of enmity and hatred between them. Wah, wah. On hearing this, Shaitan becomes happy. And he embraces his agent. And he says, wah, my murid, you have achieved something great. You did a fantastic job. You did a marvelous job. You did what you were supposed to do. Thawban radiyallahu anhu narrates that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that any woman who asks her husband to issue a divorce without any valid excuse, fi ghayri ba'sin, without any valid excuse, فَحَرَامٌ عَلَيْهَا رَائِحَةُ الْجَنَّةِ, the fragrance of paradise becomes haram upon her. Mentioned in Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah. Leave alone the Jannah, the fragrance of Jannah becomes haram for her. Now, respected elders and friends, before the marriage reaches that stage of talaq, Allah save us, Allah protect us. Allah protect my children. Allah protect your children. Wallah, it's something that I wish nobody must go through in their lives. You can go through any problem in your life, be it financial, be it this, be it that. But the worst of all these problems is marriage problems. Because it affects your entire life. It affects everything around you, your work, your children. Don't talk. It just finishes a man and a woman up. So before it reaches that stage, try to resolve between themselves. Sit down as mature people, as a man and a woman, sit on the table and try to resolve your issues. If this is not possible, call upon the elders of both families to assist you. And if that is not possible, then call an alim or the ulama for assistance. The husband should adopt the Quranic formula when trying to remedy the dispute and conflict. وَاللَّاتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِذُوهُنَّ وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ. Try everything possible, the Quran says. Those women on whose part you see an ill conduct, the Quran speaks to the husband, admonish them, refuse to share their beds with them. Whatever it takes to make them understand the bond of marriage, do that. وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فابعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها.
If you fear that the couple may separate, then appoint a mediator from his family. Appoint a mediator from her family. And then Allah says, إِن يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا.
If they both desire reconciliation, Allah will create unity between the couple.
And that is my first question I ask every couple that comes for counseling. Do you want to make this marriage work? Or don't you want to make this marriage work?
They should try and be matured enough to resolve their differences on their own. Only upon breakdown, when they find that it is not possible anymore, then they should do what they have to do with the procedures that I have told you.
If all efforts have failed and there remains no possibility of reconciliation, then of course one is permitted, it is halal to issue talaq. But of course there are procedures that one has to follow. How many to give, when to give, how to give. Learn this from the ulama. Make it as easy as possible for both the husband and the wife. My respected Allahs and friends, do not make, my time is up and I needed to say a few more things, but do not, inshallah we'll continue with this topic, why has talaq become such an issue in our society? I will inshallah dwell more on it in the coming weeks. But do not make marriage and divorce a playful thing. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. The Quran says, do not take the verses of Allah in jest. The rule that is presented in this verse is that the word of Allah should not be taken lightly as some amusement. According to the explanation of the expression, playing with games with the verses of Allah, making mockery of it, means acting against divine ordinance in matters of marriage and divorce. I leave you with this hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there are three things in which acting seriously or in jest, both are equal. One is talaq, divorce. One is itaq, to free a slave. And one is nikah, marriage. So you see, talaq and marriage, they go together. Don't take it lightly. It is a bond that you are making with your partner. My respected elders and friends, there was a time, as I mentioned in my introduction, it was never heard of. Unfortunately, for various reasons, it has become very common in our society. Something that we need to tackle. We need to find the reasons why it's happening. And we need to educate our youth. We need to educate our youth, both girl and boy, before they get married, to perhaps go for some type of classes. With us, there was no classes. In our times, we didn't go. We just knew we're getting married. And finished. That's your life partner for life. That is how we got married. But today we have to use a different approach. We have to make them understand the responsibility that comes with marriage.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Two important announcements, respected elders and friends. One is, unfortunately, yesterday, last night and this morning, there were some cars that were parked and they blocked the driveway of where the hearse normally parks and comes in and comes out. Now we've been asking repeatedly the congregation, the musallis, that please, you know, these signs have been put up there for a reason. When they ask you, do not park here, this parking is reserved, or this parking is for this purpose, or don't park in front of the gate, there is a reason. The hearse needed to go out last night and this morning. Now because the cars were parked there, the hearse couldn't go out. How much of inconvenience you have caused? You've come to the house of Allah. You've come to make ibadat. You've come to read your salah. But look at the taklif you're giving. So when there is a sign, you know what amazes me sometimes is we go to the hospital or we go to the clinics. We won't take a chance to park in a no parking zone. Clearly written doctor's parking or reserved for ambulances or reserved for this doctor or reserved for that doctor. We respect that. And that should be respected. Because there is a reason why these places have earmarked those parking reserves. Why is it when we come to the house of Allah we feel different? So please, my respected elders and friends, let's play our part in this. And let's make it easy for everybody, inshallah. We all will try. And then of course our weekly contribution that takes place. There was an amazing hadith that I came across yesterday, that there is nothing more potent and there is nothing more that can give more protection to a person from calamities than the charity that one once gives. The charity that you give, in fact you think you're benefiting somebody else or you're benefiting the masjid or you're benefiting the madrasa. In fact, you're benefiting yourself. Allah forbid, you gave, for example, your 100, 200 rand this week. You don't know there was some calamity that was supposed to take place, how that charity saved you. And where better to give than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ذات ولا صفات وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بعث إلى كافة الناس إماما صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه تحية وسلاما أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية آداب في معاشرة الزوجين وحقوق لا بد مراعاتها من طرفين وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد لأمرت الزوجة أن تسجد لزوجها وسئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي المؤمنين أكمل إيمانا قال أحسنهم خلقا مع أهله وآخر ما وصى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث كان يتكلم بهن حتى تلجلج لسانه وخفي كلامه جعل يقول الصلاة الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم لا تكلفهم ما لا يطيقون الله الله في النساء فإنهن عوان في أيديكم أخذتموهن بعهد الله واستحللتم فروجهن بكلمة الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فب حبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة Let's let us ensure our subs are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible. Inshallah, this becomes a means of unity, muhabbat, love and understanding between us, inshallah. Let's try to fill in the gaps, inshallah. Fill in the precincts of the masjid. Brothers who are at the back, kindly requested to come forward, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم. انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذرية ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.